This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rita Ora is letting us know if there was drama with Rihanna. Megan Thee Stallion is making Forbes history. Billie Eilish and Jennifer Lopez talk about their bays. And we break down some of the best pop songs to add to your playlist this week. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, November 29th. Did Rihanna and Rita Ora really have beef? Well, Rita is spilling the details in a new interview with BBC. So before we get into it, let me give you the backstory. Rita sued Roc Nation in 2015, saying she'd been neglected and asked to be released from her contract early. Jay-Z's label that also houses RiRi clapped back with a $2.3 million counterclaim, saying she hadn't released enough music per her deal. It was eventually settled. Now, Rita had this to say to BBC. I was recording for 2 or 3 years straight. There was a whole moment that was about to happen. I recorded a music video and they scrapped it.
But what about Rihanna? The host Louis Theroux continued.
It's been reported that all the music was going to Rihanna. She was obviously the most established artist. She was getting first refusal on all the music, and she'd sit on songs that had been written. Either way, the result was you couldn't get a look at it, and she had a problem with you. Whoa.
Rita clarified with this.
I can't speak for other people, but I think publicly they always put women against each other. I've been nothing but a fan and respectful of her, and I always will be. The full interview will be on BBC Two.
Megan Thee Stallion is making history as the first black woman to cover Forbes 30 Under 30 issue.
I'm her.
Our favorite hottie Megan Thee Stallion covers Forbes' annual 30 Under 30 issue, making the Her rapper the first black woman to appear on the cover. In the article, Megan talked about the pressure of her sophomore album Traumazine that gave us hit singles Sweetest Pie with Dua Lipa, Plan B, Pressurelicious, Her, and Ungrateful. The set also peaked at number 4 on the Billboard 200. Megan also spoke on how she wants to be bigger than music.
I want people to know Megan as everything that she ever wanted to be. Yeah. Megan, the artist.
Cuffing season is well underway and some of your faves are spreading the love.
Jesse Rutherford, everyone. I locked that mother down.
Billie Eilish bragged about bagging her man Jesse Rutherford of the neighborhood in her annual Vanity Fair interview.
I not only was known by a person that I thought was the hottest alive, but pulled his ass.
Jennifer Lopez announced the follow-up to her 2002 album, This Is Me Then.
This Is Me Now.
This Is Me Now is listed as a musical experience, okay girl, and a 20th anniversary album. It features a track called Dear Ben Part 2, which is obviously dedicated to her hubby Ben Affleck. I will say, Dear Ben Part 1, a bop.
When I'm in love is when I'm inspired. I was the most inspired then, and I have not made another record like that since then.
And Imagine Dragons frontman Dan Reynolds seems to be adding to his symphony.
This life is one big symphony, so glad I got you next to me.
The recently singer, rocker, and father of four was spotted out with actress Minka Kelly in LA after a 5-hour dinner, according to People. Hey, they must have bought a lot of wine. Hey, who is your favorite couple of the moment? Make sure you jump in the comments and let us know. Need new tunes for your pop playlist? No problem, Billboard's got you covered. K-pop supergirl group Red Velvet are back with Birthday. And it even samples the classical Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue.
You're so high, oh my gosh, 전부 선물 같이 done.
If you're looking for a good jealousy track, well, we've got that too.
Why, tell me why, don't you break up with that guy? Cut the cord, say goodbye.
Virginia DeVegas' Break Up With That Guy is the upbeat sad song you've been looking for. But if you really want to turn the party up, Alan Walker's got a ritual for you.
And
British Norwegian DJ really knows how to get a crowd going, and we love to hear it. For our full playlist of cool new pop songs to get through your week, well, head to Billboard.com.
That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.